Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's body care breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's O-S-E-A Malibu.com, code SUMMER.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Comedy Album Book Club. This week we're joined by the amazing, the incredible Emily DeClue, and we talk about Nicole Byers' Big Beautiful Weirdo. Everyone, thanks for joining us today. We are talking about Nicole Byers' Big Beautiful Weirdo, released on Netflix December 7th, 2021. Still in the thick of the pandemic, so it's quite the feat. Nicole Byers is an American comedian and actress. She's the host of Nailed It. Had his commentary series Girl Code, has a whole bunch of podcasts, and is really flippin' funny. I am joined by my friend, the incredible Emily DeClue. I met Emily at a Second City class for improv at level D, I believe. Maybe C. I think D. It's been a few years now. She is an incredibly talented comedian, producer, filmmaker, just musician. There's a thing that you need done. You can go to Emily, and she will make it happen. She is a member of the sketch troupe Big Chick Energy. They are incredibly talented. They are appearing at sketch festivals across the continent. I'm waiting for one day for them to be in Edinburgh at Fringe and kicking butt there, and then they're all getting their own series like the next Mighty Boosh. But yeah. Check it out. We talk about Nicole Byers. And thank you for joining us on Comedy Album Book Club.
Single woman, and I was thinking to myself, Nicole, how have you dated anyone past 3 dates? How? And I was like, oh yeah, I tricked them. Because men seem to really love a chill girl. You know, a girl who's chill. A chill girl. And I'm not chill, I'm fucking crazy, okay? I'll be saying normal things out loud to a guy and thinking the most insane things. Out loud, I'm like, tee-hee-hee. Yes, you're very funny. Let's get a drink. Who, me? I love a taco. And then I'm thinking insane things like, why does it take you more than 30 seconds to text me back? Will you ever love me more than you love your dog? I know it's only been 3 months, but if you die, do I get to go to your funeral? And is that when I get to meet your mother? That last one's not a joke. I said that out loud to a friend, and she was like, bitch, you gotta chill. But I've been observing you couples out in the wild, and I think I figured it out. You trick them by being chill at first, and then a couple months in, you get to be fucking crazy. Truly, the arguments you people have in public are fucking bonkers, okay? And I fucking want in, all right? I want to be in an elevator with my boyfriend and six victims, and I want to look up at him because he's taller than me and be like, hey, let's have a baby. And he's like, Nicole, now is not a good time. And I'm like, there's never a good time. I don't even want a baby. I just want those six people to know we're gonna talk about this later. I was in a supermarket recently in the produce section, thank you. And there was a couple shopping for apples and he was nuzzling her neck and she said, tee-hee-hee. Tee-hee-hee. Tee. So, you're a Red Delicious, what am I? And he goes, oh, I don't know, a Granny Smith. The way this woman reacted, she truly kicked the cart and was like, a Granny Smith! They probably went home and had hate sex. I want in, okay? I was at a restaurant recently, eavesdropping on a couple trying to scoop secrets, and the server came over and said, how's dinner? And she said, funny story. So when our food came, I made him switch with me. And I was like, this bitch stole this man's food. There are rules. He agreed to go to a restaurant. He sat down. He opened the menu. He said, I want that. That came to me. She said, nah. Do you know what I mean? And they probably went home and she got a good deep dickin'. I want in. I want to behave poorly in public and behind closed doors. He's like, I tolerate you. You know what I'm saying? I want an exhausted man. That's what I want. I want an exhausted man. I want to bring my boyfriend to a party and go, that's my boyfriend. And he goes, I love her.
Welcome, everyone. This week, I am joined by the incredible Emily DeClue.
Comedian, filmmaker, member of Big Chick Energy. Welcome to Comedy Album Book Club.
Thanks, Matt. It's so good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So you chose Nicole Byers' BBW, Big Beautiful Weirdo. What inspired you to select this special?
I just love Nicole Byer. I've been obsessed with her podcast. I binged it a lot over the pandemic. Haven't listened to it as much recently, but it's still, you know, she's still just out there looking for love. She just wants to find somebody to jabber her clit off, as she says. But I love her energy. I love how bubbly and vivacious and silly she is. And she reminds me so much of my stepsister, Christy, because she's also a Leo. So they're so very similar. They both have ADHD and they're so wild and their style of sense of humor is the exact same. So every time I listen to her podcast or I'm watching her special or anything or watching her on TV, I'm like, wow, it's like I'm watching Christy and it's amazing and fun. And she sort of just feels like a sense of home and a sense of sisterhood, which I think is a really cool thing. Cause I don't know how I would feel about all of the other comedy people in the world, if I would feel the same way. But she's just got this like special thing about her. I don't know what it is, but it's magic.
Yeah, like a lot of the stuff that she goes to in her comedy where I'm like, if there was a different energy, I don't think it would land as well.
Yeah.
And all of her stuff. She had this show that was being hosted, broadcast through Facebook for a while when they were trying to make themselves a video platform. That was hilarious. I loved that. And her on Brooklyn Nine-Nine as Trudy Judy. Was that right?
Doug Judy's sister.
Yeah. And she is just everything she does. She brings this joy and silliness to it that makes it awesome.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a silliness that she treats so seriously.
Yes.
If that makes sense. She never like makes fun of the material that she's working with. She just brings like you say, like her own joy to it, which adds to the silliness, but in like such a sincere and happy way.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had to think of another comedian that sort of is a different version of the same thing, like not the same energy, but like brings themselves to every role in the same way as Ron Funches. Mm. Like when I watch him, it's a similar experience where I'm like, he just has this like spirit that he brings. Mm. And I find them both like, I can watch them in anything just because of there's so much of themselves in what they do. And they're such, they just come across as wonderful people.
Yeah.
When, you know, talking about Lady Glory Holes.
I really want to see that one in Germany. You're just on a bed and you're splayed out and you just wait. And I'm trying to think in my head, like understanding, like, how does this work mechanically? Like, is there, all I could think was there must be like particle board dividers. And I don't know why my mind went to particle board dividers.
Well, but, you know, cheap. It's cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a comedian I could never do this there because I was just like, I work pretty clean. My style of humor would probably not land. Mm. But, you know, B, also, I would be so awkward. Like, I worked as a DJ for a burlesque troupe for like several years, and I would just like look at the ground because these are all my friends. And I'm like, I don't want to be like a creep. I'm like, they're doing a burlesque show. So like, logically, this is cool. But anyways, I know a guy who and a woman who did sex club comedy. Mm. So there's like several sex clubs throughout the city that have comedy nights, and they got tours and they discussed the various glory holes and the similar to what Nicole described. And it's just like, this just doesn't sound hygienic. Or be comfortable, you know, like,
yeah, who wants to have a giant hunk of particle board over top of your belly while you're being pleasured? And again, I'm going back to the particle board because that's how I picture it.
Yeah. Yeah. So just the cheapest building material. It might have like a elegant like curtain.
It's just like plastered with semen. There's nothing elegant about it. The only curtain is the drippings from the last person.
Oh. which is a good segue into one thing I find about her material is even when she goes dark, it's fun. Like there's some dark material. Like the when she's talking about the pandemic, when she's talking about, you know, just the glory holes, like a classic glory hole and a glory hole for women. It's just fun just to watch her go to these places. I think part of it's her expressiveness too. Like,
like her face does a lot of work.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does in real life too, but no, her face, like, it's so expressive, and her eyes, her, like, she doesn't have to move any other muscle in her body except her eyes. And it tells a whole completely different story.
Yeah. And like, she has these hand gestures that are just like, they're like exclamation marks on a joke. And it's just like, it's wild. So you mentioned her podcast, which she talks about in the special as a 90 Day Fiance podcast.
There's a different podcast I'm thinking of, but she's got like 1,000 podcasts.
Well, everybody has a podcast now. I have four. So,
yeah.
Heather watches 90 Day Fiance, and I'm just like, I've just something about it. I'm like, I'm not shocked she has a podcast on this show because it is watching just people make horrible mistakes. Like, just like, this is not going well. There's always somebody. It's just like, and generally it's not even, you know, it's not the people coming to America who are the train wrecks. It's usually the people who, like, as often as not, if not more often, it's the Americans who are just like, you should not be in a relationship right now. But this also sort of speaks to the kinds of stuff, like, she looks at, you know, the grossness of humanity in a lot of ways. That's what, like, she did the bit about like the $700 ambulance.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And the whole peeing herself because Jenny didn't turn the machine on. She's like, oh, the Teletubby's back.
And like, and when Jenny came in, she's like, let's call Jenny. Like, this, such beautiful delivery.
I know.
I can't imagine a $700 ambulance. Like, I remember when it went up to $50 in Ontario and people lost their minds.
Well, and so that was just with insurance, because she did talk about on her podcast, Why Won't You Date Me, that it was like $1,600 or more. Like, it was, it was nearing $2,000, but with insurance, she only had to pay $700.
Like, no wonder people, like, have no healthcare in the States.
People don't go to the doctor because it costs way too much.
And
wild.
It's insane. Yeah. I have to say, like, I had to set aside but there's some moments in the Harry Potter KKK comparison where I was just like, okay, she's maybe not a fan of the source material because she got this fact right, but the point still stands. Don't get caught up in like the minutia of, okay, well, to be fair to J.K. Rowling's vision. But I mean, honestly, I loved that she went, because it is kind of like, there's some fucked up shit in that world.
Oh, 100%.
That people are just like, oh, well, it's from my childhood. It's okay. You know, it's like, I'm a Star Wars nerd, and I go back and I look at, like, what they're doing to droids is not cool.
No.
So I would hope, you know, in retrospect, that Harry Potter fans go back and go, wow, this is messed up.
It is. Yeah, it is pretty messed up. But I mean, she does say, like, they're fighting against racism. But at the same time, because J.K. Rowling is such a TERF, it's, you got to wonder, like, is that what J.K. Rowling was really intending? Or did she, like, you know, I don't know. Nobody knows anymore because she's such a TERF and she's such a butthole.
Like,
that's the only word I have for her.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where, like, her and Graham Linehan are just, like, these two people whose work that I'm, like, love on so many levels, but are just such horrible human beings. I'm just like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, her, Graham Linehan, and Morrissey. What can you do?
I mean, people are great, and then all of a sudden they're not. A really good example for me is actually The Kids in the Hall. So I went to Sketchfest recently because Big Chick Energy was in it, and I went to see the Scott Thompson show, and I was actually really surprised at how much it felt like The Kids in the Hall had changed just from his material. Maybe not all of them, but I heard some stories about the rest of them afterwards, and I was like, no. But it's sort of like they were on the leading edge when their show was out in, I guess, the 90s.
Yeah.
Late 80s, early 90s. And the stuff that they put out never felt malicious, but then this solo show Scott Thompson did felt like he was upset at the world that people weren't paying attention to old white gay men anymore, that there were so many more identities available to have and to be recognized. Yeah. And it really struck me in a weird way. So I kind of sat there like, okay, I'm trying to appreciate this for, you know, the fact that I love Kids in the Hall and what it stood for way back when, but this just feels like it's totally missed the mark. You know, it's totally gone off the rails, and it's now uncomfortable. And it sucks when you can't appreciate the people.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
That you used to really enjoy. I hope that never happens with Nicole Byer.
Yeah, no, I know. And that's not, and they're not alone in that. I mean, you look at Seinfeld, who like infamously hates, won't do college shows anymore because he's like, well, college kids are too blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, you did what is effectively a gay joke. It's a different world. It's not the 90s.
Yeah.
These are not your audience. Like,
yeah,
just realize that.
Go to a senior's home.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like the people who find it, and it's like you just haven't evolved your material. You haven't. And there are comedians who evolve. You know, you look at like Patton Oswalt, you know, like from his start, you know, in the 90s through to today. He will say, I would not tell that joke now because I have a better awareness. Like he has a joke about a Down syndrome parade where he's like, I just wouldn't do that now because it's like the intent wasn't to punch down, but it was punching down.
Same and with Weird Al.
Weird Al. Oh yeah. Fat. Yeah. Fat. Yeah. He doesn't do fat anymore.
Fat, and then there's also like a trans joke in the song Albuquerque, and when he performs it live now, he stops right in the middle of the song and he says, this is not an appropriate joke anymore, and I'm not going to like say it the way that it is in the actual recording, so when you sing along, like, this is the new way to sing along with me. So
that's nice of him to like tell people to sing out these new lyrics. Weird Al is just like a wonderful human.
Also like a dream of a human. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he is so close to getting an EGOT that I'm like, okay, we need a Broadway, like Al the Musical.
Yeah.
Get Daniel Radcliffe to reprise the role.
Oh, it'd be so good.
Tony written all over it. You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
like make it happen. You've got an Emmy. You've got a technical Oscar. So, you know, you got Grammys. Now we just need a Tony.
We're set. Yep. So, yep. He's going to make it one day.
Dang, nab
it. Because he's such a nice person.
Yes. Yes. Now, do you have a favorite bit in the sketch or in the special?
Okay. So what did I write down? Yeah, it was the one about the nurse that helped her pee, Nurse Jenny.
Yeah, Nurse Jenny. Like, there's really so much character work in that. It's awesome.
It's so funny. And the fact that, the other nurse that's with her is like, okay, let's call Jenny. Like, just so sad. And it's just, I love that. I got to say, I really loved at the end when she's crying, eating a burger, taking a shit and singing herself a song. And everybody else in the bathroom is like, what is going on behind that wall?
And I loved, like, one of the things I love about the entire special is her crowd work does not feel malicious, and it feels genuinely engaging. Even when, like, there's this one person who has Heather's laugh, and she's like, oh, that laugh, where she just acknowledges it, doesn't do anything with it, but acknowledges that everybody in that room is finding that laugh amusing in that moment.
Yeah.
Or when she has that conversation about dick pics with the gay guy.
Yeah, and the one guy woos. So funny.
The gay, oh, God, that one guy, like, woo! And it's, she's almost like she's like, read the room. Like,
yeah.
What the hell, man? And she's like, oh, the gays are onto something. We gotta take some notes.
There's consent in the profile. So, you know, good to go. Yeah. Good to go.
So I just find her interactions are good, or like friendly.
Yeah.
And the fact that this, I mean, she touches on this too, like the pandy isn't over kind of thing. And it's like this was 2021. This is still really the thick of it.
Yeah.
In New York, which was hit really bad. But she's able to find these joys and these shared experiences, like the ranch dressing, like
$20.
$20, which is like,
this is my essential item.
And I mean, there's a self-deprecation in that bit as well, which I appreciate. Now, you have some material. Like, I recently saw you and Big Chick Energy at Toronto Sketch Fest. And great show, by the way.
Thank you.
It was super funny. I voted for, like, best in show, so...
Oh, yay! Yeah. Thank you. But, you didn't win it, but it went to some very deserving people. I forget who. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, everybody at Toronto Sketch Fest is the top of their game.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody is amazing. So there's no, oh, it shouldn't go to them. But
it's a very supportive community. Yeah,
it is. It is. It's like, and I 1 year for this podcast, I got to go because we did an episode and we interviewed Robin Duke and some of the Sketch Fest performers about the Saturday Night Live comedy, like the first two seasons. They condensed it into a comedy album. And I that got me in with like a performer pass. So I went to the evening sketch trains.
And
it was so fun just seeing people do all of the material. They're like, I don't know if this is ever going to be ready, but what the hell? It's so fun. Just such lovely people.
Truly.
From every aspect. But so you have this one joke or one sketch that kind of reminds me of a Nicole Byer kind of scenario. It was the one where you're the mechanic and it's a gynecologist's appointment. Yeah. Where it's just like, this is madness. But everybody's in that moment. It's like, it works. Because like, there's this commitment to like, this is the reality of this scene.
Oh, yeah. And you saw it on a night where we misplaced a prop. So that's why I was running back and forth across the stage. And it was probably, it looked pretty out of place. And the madness was ensuing from that missing of that prop. But yeah, that was a fun night. I mean, we really love that sketch. So Sam Sexton wrote that sketch. It's the whole premise being like going to your OBGYN can sometimes feel as transactional as going to a mechanic, and they like upgrade and all these different things that you're like, I don't want all this stuff. So we thought, okay, let's literally put that all together and have mechanics doing some body work on Sam. So Sam did a great job writing that. She really wrote a lot of really funny, a lot of funny jokes, and then Alicia's portrayal of the OBGYN is so good.
and your tag at the end, the little PSA that you it's like it all comes together. And it kind of reminded me of like a Nicole Byer bit in a lot of ways, because it was like the Jenny bit that she did in there, and that it's like, you know, it's about this like serious medical situation, but it's finding the irreverence and the absurdity, you know, like it's not undermining it. It's not belittling the experience, but it's like, even in these moments of shittiness because of the human body, for whatever reason, there's something, looking back at it, there's something funny we can find.
Oh, for sure. I mean, okay. So one time I was getting an IUD out and I was getting it replaced, and my legs are up in the stirrup, and the doctor pulls it out, and it hurt like fucking hell. And then she leans over to the side of my leg and she waves the old IUD, bloody old IUD at me. She's like, it's out, here it is. And I'm like, what the fuck? It made me laugh so hard. Like, such a dumb thing. I was like, why would you do that? Like, Oh my god, yeah. Like, there's a lot to laugh at.
Yeah, I just find medicine in general is like is one of those things where it's just like you can either laugh or you can cry.
Oh yeah.
There's no in between. There's truly. Some, like, just going through the middle of it. It's just like, oh, yeah. What can you do? It's like, you know, like I had a seizure once, and this was around Christmas, the middle of winter when Toronto still got snow. So I was just like wandering the streets in my underpants in a bathrobe.
Oh no.
And I was just like, no memory. Like, and it's like, and I mean, I'm fine. Nothing bad happened. You know, my sister came and helped me get back into the apartment. I got clothes on. But it's just like, yeah, I just wandered out into the street and it's just like,
oh no.
But you know, I mean, it's the same way I look back at it and I'm like, this is just ridiculous. What can you do? Like,
how did I get here? Bodily functions led to this moment?
Exactly. Yeah,
it's wild.
So I love the Jenny bit. I love that, like, this nurse, and they like the premise too, like the underlying, like, what are the weird kinks that people have? Like, that hurt kink led to her taking up nursing so she could steal the underpants of people who've just peed themselves.
Yeah. such an unnecessary route.
Yeah. Just like, you know, you could have probably got that in other ways. So
The internet is full of it. Yeah, I guess.
Yes. It's a dark, dark world.
It truly is. My goodness.
Beyonce impersonation was hilarious. Or she's just like, you don't believe me, just go back and listen to her. That is a perfect impression.
I didn't even need to go and listen to her. I was like, that sounds like exactly what Beyonce would sound like.
But now, when you're writing sketches, when you're doing sketches, where do you draw your inspiration from? Like, here, you know, Nicole was pulling a lot of stuff from real life experiences, from the pandemic, like coming out of the last 4 years that we've been in. Like, where do you pull that from now?
Okay, well, a lot of it, like, I mean, it can really depend. Some of it comes from real life, and then some of it comes from panic writing right before we have a meeting where I'm supposed to be pitching material. So one time I wrote this sketch that will never see the light of day called Knife Shoes that my friend Julia Jones loves. But that was one of those sketches where I was like, shit, I really have to write something immediately. And it's just, it actually was supposed to be like women's struggles with footwear, but it ended up just being something about, I don't know, a weird salesman throwing shoes at a director's head for 5 minutes. And it just, like, such an unnecessary, like, really poorly written sketch that truly will never see the light of day. But then I've got other sketches. Like, we've got one called Gonna Be Nude that I came up with actually before the pandemic. And it was born out of this frustration that, like, at the time I was about a size 14 to 12 to 16, and like no store could agree on what my body size was. So it didn't matter what store I went into. Like, if it was a plus size store, a regular size store, there was literally nothing that my body was gonna be able to wear. So I wrote the song Gonna Be Nude out of frustration that, like, there's no clothes for me, so fuck it, screw all of you, you get to just look at my naked body. And then we kind of evolved it so each of the characters gets to say their piece about, like, Joanne says everything is too long for me because she's a shorter person than I am. Shorter than average, I guess. And then Alicia's bit was about how everything was too short for her because she's super tall. So we find ways to bring in our own personal POVs to all of our sketches. But I think, like, our best stuff definitely comes from real life experience, real life frustration. I'm trying to think of some other sketches that I've written recently. Like, I wrote one called Sleepy Creepy for our most recent sketch fest. And that one was based out of when I was a kid, all we would do is like try to have seances and like summon ghosts and all of that sort of stuff. So we were like, well, what if it actually happened? Because it never happened when we were kids. So like, what would happen if it was true? And so Alicia played the demon, and it was hilarious and terrifying at the same time.
Her physical comedy chops are astounding. And then just Julia walked in like, oh, blah, 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 and dismisses the demon.
Yeah.
Like, you know, teenage years.
Yep, exactly. Like, who doesn't go through a witchy phase or, you know, continue their witchy phase into adulthood and then beyond adulthood because you're a ghost now? Yeah, you know.
Now, you've got the Newfoundland Comedy Festival coming up.
Yes.
That is awesome. Like, are you going to be doing a similar show? Are you going to be mounting new material there?
We're going to be doing a relatively similar show. We're switching a few things up because we have 40 minutes instead of 30 minutes. And we also will be having some challenges getting props out there. So we had to swap a few things out. So it's Newfoundland Sketch Fest. It's their very first Sketch Fest ever. It's very exciting. So we're bringing back some old stuff. We're bringing back Gonna Be Nude. We're bringing back a few things from our Halloween show. And then
are you gonna do the sketch with the Vikings?
No, because we already had too many period jokes, so we were like,
that's fair.
Yeah, but I mean, that one was a high contender from most of us, till Julia pointed out we've got too many period jokes, so don't want to bash people over the head with our blood, you know.
So what do you have any other projects that you'd like to share with people that are coming up?
Well, so I mean, by the time this episode airs, if you're in the GTHA, we're going to be going to Hamilton for Hamilton Fringe, and our shows are at the end of July. So I can share those dates with you after if you want to put them in the show notes.
Yeah, terrific.
Yeah, and I don't know if tickets are available yet, but they will definitely be up on our website, bigchickenergysketch.com. I recently put out a short film that you were in, Matt.
Yeah. You get to see me, like, my look of horror.
It's a very good look of horror. It made me laugh when I saw the take. I was like, oh, that's great. Good job, Matt. So that was for a film challenge, the Canadian Film Festival plus Firecracker Department Film Igniter Challenge. It's a mouthful. Anyway, I guess they had 40 different films all based around the same prompt, which is, the first line is... God, what was the first line? Oh, yeah. I texted Suzanne as soon as I heard. And then the last line is, I guess I didn't know him as well as I thought. And then at some point, there has to be maple syrup. So 40 different films all have that. Mine is available on YouTube. You can watch that under Emily DeClue. Did you introduce me as Emily Milling? That's another thing I can promote. I got married.
Yeah.
I am a wedded wife now. So my new name everywhere is Emily DeClue. And my website, DECLOUX. It's a fun name. I like it. What else do I have going on, Matt? I have no idea.
I don't know. You always seem to have something. By the time this goes up, there might be something else, so you can let me know and I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, there probably will. Yeah. Most of what we're working on right now is Fringe, and then I really want to do another Halloween show this year with the chicks. I think that would be a lot of fun.
It's so fun when you do them. It's great.
Yeah.
And I can come dressed as Bob Belcher again.
Hell yeah.
It's such an easy costume. I just grow a mustache and put an apron on. I mean, I've...
Exactly.
Everything. It's like nature has done the rest for me. So.
Nature has done the rest. That's fantastic.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Emily. I look forward to seeing your sketches and Big Chick Energy. And everybody go and check out her sketch on YouTube. It's a hilarious short film. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Matt. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Comedy Album Book Club, a Far From Here comedy and showbizmonkeys.com co-production. Music today was performed and produced by Glenn Beauchamp, Tim Matthews, Edith Falkenberg, and Jim Spruill, also known as the Something Something Quartet. Thanks for listening and tune in next week to Comedy Album Book Club.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.